Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
Hi, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
Hey, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
It's always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-734-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. But I want you to be informed. And when you get out there and you engage, right? Seriously. When you get engaged and you have the information, it's a big deal. It's a very big deal. Right? Anyway, I just so much appreciate this. I really, more than you know, I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. Yep. I mean, again, once you get informed, once you know what's going on, once you can... I don't want to say fight back, because you don't always have to make it a fight. You know what I'm saying? But once you have the information you need, you can push back on the issues. Right? 855-732-5563 if you want to be involved in the conversation. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Man, I'll tell you what. I don't know what went wrong or what went sideways. We have several websites, several addresses, several email addresses for the show. And it was really weird. I mean, we had them for years. And really never have any issues with them. This last 4 months has been a nightmare. And I do mean a nightmare. When it comes to the emails. And for some odd reason, because maybe I was an early, I won't say pioneer, but I jumped on the social media platform early because the guys in my team said, oh, no, you got to be on this Facebook thing and you got to be on the Twitter thing. You know, you got to be part of all. I hated it all. I still hate it all. I know I'm the curmudgeon. I don't know what to tell you. I want you to listen for real. I don't want to have to beat my brains out to try to get you to pay attention by being on all these platforms, because then you don't know where to tell people to go look. Right? We were on Spreely, a great platform. I'm hoping to help get it better known. I mean, there's a lot of great people on it. You're not inundated with all kinds of garbage. And it helps us get the message out. We're also on terrestrial radio. That's terrestrial. If you're listening in your car, on the radio, you are listening to what we commonly refer to as terrestrial radio. And for now, for the moment, it is going to be the only way you're going to be able to really hear anything at times. They're going to be able to shut you off in so many areas, hoping that this one will carry the day, if you would. You know what I mean? All right, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Megan Rapinoe says that somebody needs to check on the Christians. Right? You know what? I've been saying this for years. It's all, you let them get away with little stuff. Some of you guys on the right, you bless your naive little hearts. Always talking about how, you know, live and let live. You know, we shouldn't tell them how to live their life. What? Why? They're telling us how. They're not interested in letting us live our lives. Not in the least. Former U.S. women's soccer star Megan Rapinoe addressed the controversy that surrounded the final match of her career when she said that her Achilles injury was proof that there was not a God, saying this week that there's a special place in hell for those that celebrate it. Well, first off, real Christians wouldn't celebrate your pain and anguish, okay? You being hurt. We're not supposed to revel in other people's demise. That's number one. Here's the part I love. Proof that there was not a God. You mock God. You spit in his face. You don't even really acknowledge that he exists. And then you want to say that he doesn't exist. You already, you've got a mental health issue. Right? I mean, seriously, did you ask him for protection at the beginning of the game? Do you give him any honor? Do you go to church? Do you pray? Do you read the Bible? What do you do? This is constant with these people on the left that have no knowledge of God. They hear a scripture or somebody gives them a scripture to run with. It's totally out of context. And they want to make these asinine statements like this. And I do asinine statements like this. During an appearance on the Pablo Torre Finds Out podcast, Rapinoe opened up about the injury she suffered early in the championship match. She said, I was just thinking about my teammates coming over, and of course, it's sad. I don't know. It's kind of just like life. This is what happens. We want these perfect stories, and I'm a controversial figure and having people low-key celebrate it, but then also being so disingenuous about it. See, I'm like, wow, you guys are in a special place in hell that you're celebrating this. Well, here's, you know, like I said, you shouldn't celebrate it. But if you don't believe in heaven and hell, how can you even say it? Again, a little bit of mental health issue shining through. Right? She said, and you know, you want to prove there is a God? If he worked like this? What perfect timing. Her injury comes at the end of her career. It's not funny, but it also is how I live my life. There's so many more important things than this, and of course, it's sad. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Oh, come on, let's soak it in for a minute. What do you think? 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Always appreciate the time you spend with me, whether you believe it or not. I really do. I love it when you're up in the chat room, you're discussing, talking at each other, talking with each other. I really do. So 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. All right. Got so much I want to do. We were talking about Megan Rapinoe. And, you know, again, when she got hurt, she said she was joking, right? She said, not a religious person or anything, but if there was a God, she said she would not say that, you know, she said that this is proof that there wasn't because she got hurt. A God that she doesn't worship, she doesn't respond to, that she mocks, that she makes fun of, and then wants to know. I guess he's supposed to be loving, accepting, and tolerant, no matter how many times you spit in his face. I find that amazing. And listen, for all fairness, we have Christians that do the same thing. Right? They want to spit in the face of God, and then they wonder why God doesn't get involved in their lives or pull them out of a situation. During the podcast, Rapino responded to the backlash, saying that it was all just a joke. Somebody needs to check on the Christians. They are not okay. She said, don't act like blank. You're surprised me making a joke about what happened or finding a dig. You know, who's it at? God, myself, religion, the world? I don't know. I thought it was funny. No, actually, it wasn't funny. It wasn't heartbreaking. It wasn't any of that. But it wasn't funny. You know? She has won two Women's World Cup titles, Olympic gold medals. She took home the, I don't even know what it was called. You know, but again, these are funny. They only want to make fun of Muhammad. See where that gets you. We're too easy. It's a problem that the Christians are too easy with a target. And yes, we do have the wax, like everybody else does. But you can't blame the whole group on that. Just like you keep telling us we can't blame all blacks for the actions of a few. We can't blame all Muslims for the actions of a few. Stop blaming all Christians for the actions of a few. Very disingenuous when you do that. Anyway, okay, helping or hurting? Got to ask. The National Archives Rotunda was evacuated Wednesday afternoon after two climate activists dumped a red powder on the encasements protecting the U.S. Constitution. Now, the vandalism took place just before 2:30. The National Archives said that the two culprits were immediately detained by security personnel, though footage of the incident showed differently. Really, seriously. They spewed this stuff all over the place, and the two guards just stood there. Did nothing about it. The National Archives Rotunda is the sanctuary for our nation's founding documents. Right? Dr. Colleen Shogan is an activist of the United States, archivist of the United States, said in a statement that they are here for all Americans to view and understand the principles of our nation. And we take vandalism very seriously. Well, apparently not, according to the video. Now, video shot by documentarian Ford Fisher shows two males smothered in red powder. Powder can be seen thrown all across the protective display cases. One of the individuals says that they are determined to foment a rebellion. What kind of rebellion? Right. So you think that destroying or trying to destroy fine art, precious art, trying to destroy the Constitution, you're furthering your cause? What's your rebellion going to be? You're going to run up and throw stuff at people's faces? Right? You think you're going to stop oil production and fossil fuels by doing that? Seriously? It shows you the low level of... Let me try this in English. It shows you the low level IQ that these people have. You know? Just, again, just amazing. Anyway, the individuals, they're trying to start a rebellion. A rebellion of what? Can they be more general? Right? Let me see. One said, this country is founded on the conditions that all men are created equal and endowed with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We're calling all people to have these rights, not just wealthy white men. That's funny. You notice how generic they are? So what do they mean by that? I'm not wealthy. I'm happy. I know people that are working at Burger King, McDonald's. They're working, you know, as a cashier. They're with their family. They don't have the pressures that some people have with high-paying jobs. They're happy. They're enjoying their family. What makes it so you get to dictate that you're a small group of ingrates is how the rest of the country should look at things and operate. If you're unhappy, you're miserable, you don't feel like you're getting ahead, I'll tell you what the problem is. Go into your bathroom, close the door, and look in the mirror. There's where your problem lies. Just amazing. Suspects were arrested by D.C. police, but the U.S. attorney will process the case, meaning that they're facing federal charges. The two suspects appear to be connected to the climate activist group Declare Emergency, which demands President Biden declare a formal state of climate emergency and begin to make full use of his executive authority, right, to shut down the production of oil, right, the processing of oil. And these people, these low IQ people, don't know what that means to them. No, I mean that sincerely. They have no clue as to what petroleum is used for, what oil products are, what they would have to give up. They have no idea. I find it all hilarious. Okay? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you have with me. Some of you know here in Los Angeles, the Los Angeles County Board of Health is head up by Dr. Farrar, who is not a health doctor. No, she's got a PhD in education, but they got her somehow. She got to head up this department. So it's just the new revelation. Now, Jennifer Van Laar, who's on with us on Mondays with Red State, she's been able to dig and get all kinds of information. She got some new revelations from the L.A. public health workers, some that she's friends with or has insight with. And the workers, how they feel unsafe in a retaliatory workplace issues and environment. Here's some of the information she got from the Environmental Health Division did not follow Farrar's own COVID protocols. There was no distancing, there was no barriers, and there was no telework. Employees who shared concerns with the new Deputy Director of Health, Protection Nicole, they were quick, they were retaliated against, they were threatened. How nice, huh? Thomas Senior Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Come on back. Got a lot more to talk about.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paladi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The House Intelligence Committee has raised concerns about a significant national security risk reportedly linked to advancing Russian space technology. Ohio Republican Mike Turner said his committee has shared details about the threat with fellow members of Congress. He's urging President Biden to declassify the information to facilitate open discussions among Congress and allies regarding necessary response measures. Once again, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is back out of a hospital. The Pentagon says Austin is in good condition following his admission to Walter Reed National Military Hospital Sunday for a bladder issue. Austin has taken back his duties now from Deputy Defense Secretary Kathleen Hicks. The Northeast cleaning up after a nor'easter hit the region with heavy snow on Tuesday. At least one person in Pennsylvania was killed when a snowmobile hit a downed wire. Travel was snarled along the 95 corridor. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried.
The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
I'm enjoying the bass line. Look at that one. Come to see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5568. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. That's where I want you. I want you to be part of the solution. And it's really, truly, it's the way we win. Right? When you get informed and then you engage, we win. That simple. All right. A lot happening. A lot going on. I was telling you about the LA County Public Works Department, Public Health Department. It's actually headed up not by a PhD in medicine. No, she's got a PhD in education. Hello? Anybody home? Are they listening? You know, anybody who complained, I'm talking about this earlier, the Environmental Health Division didn't follow any Farrar's own, and she is the head of the department, Dr. Farrar, didn't follow any of her COVID protocols for distancing, barriers, telework, any of that stuff. Anybody who complained or shared their concerns with the new deputy director of health, they were retaliated against. They were threatened. Right? Now, Farrar attempts to silence employees talking about workplace issues. Heather Hughes complained about it just prior to committing suicide at the office by claiming a law enforcement investigation is ongoing. The LAPD report is and has been complete. Whistleblowers are still coming forward. If you work at the LA County Public Health and you have information you'd like to share, there are places to go. If you go on Twitter, right, search for Jennifer Van Laar. She's on the show every Monday. And she's following this story closely. Take a look at it. There aren't many people that are exposing this kind of thing. Seriously. You get these journalists, you get these people that hop in and want to help out there. We want to let you know what's going on. And you need to be all over this. You need to get, this is why I say, you need to be informed so you know what's happening. Otherwise, you're just them. Seriously, you're just them. It's really that simple. And we don't want that. Anyway, as I said, 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with us. All right. I'm not going to go into this in great detail, but you're seeing more and more and more of these ministers in other countries, Germany, and I think it was Sweden, all these. Basically, they're telling us to stop. For God's sake, stop complying. Right? I mean, the first pandemic, they say, was a test run. And German MEP Christian Andersen, she's so-called pandemic, she said, was a beta test conducted by unelected globalists to see how easy it would be to seize control under the pretext of a global health emergency. It was pretty easy, wasn't it? We agreed to comply for 2 weeks, let them get their arms around it. And then look at what happened. Look at the trillions of dollars we're in debt over it. Look at how many businesses it killed, how many people it killed. Now the CDC has admitted that, you know, the respirators killed about 90% of the people that were put on them. Why? How many of you are as old as I am? You're in your 60s. You remember basic biology, basic science when you were a kid? Right? Where do viruses thrive? In warm, moist, oxygenated environments. You take a respirator that warms the oxygen, moistens it, circulates it through your lungs, and you wonder why these people were dying? Come on, use your brains. No, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. You know that. If you've been listening to the show for years, you know that's true. I don't jump on these things right when they happen. But now when you start seeing stuff come in, you start seeing information come in, start putting it together. Check out where it's coming from. That's the other thing. Take it from places, different places. Right? 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate your time with me. You know, there's there's so many stories I want to get to. I'm not going to get to them all. Where were we? Which is the last one? Oh, yeah, this one here. Okay. So Joe Biden's dream, or one of many, or nightmare, I don't know which. You know, he wants to command prices to fall, but there's a reality here because of inflation. And he doesn't, I don't know if he doesn't see it, he doesn't care to see it, that he likes living in fantasy land. I don't know. I don't know what's what. So on the sixth Sunday of the year, which was also the Sunday of the Super Bowl, Joe raised his mighty fist and commanded the prices to fall. And they fell. Well, kind of. He was the president. And this is how you manage the economy. You simply say, you speak it, and it happens, right? Joe is in a world of 18% cumulative inflation. 18%. 33% food inflation. Shrinking products. I don't. Did you guys catch this? No, really. Start looking at the bags. Look at the sizes. There's product that Tammy and I have bought for years because, you know, when you have four kids, you buy certain sizes. You know what fits. You know what you can use certain ingredients for, right? Those bags aren't the same size anymore. Chip bags aren't the same size. Drinks aren't the same size. Keep your eyes open. So you're paying a little bit more and you're saying, okay, not a big deal. But when you start looking at the price per ounce, price per pound, yeah, you're paying a lot more. President Biden recently told companies to stop shrinking their products. Well, I'm sure they'll jump right on that. His words were effective as they were when he demanded gas stations lower their prices. Right? And so have you ever noticed that they can keep taxing gas? They can keep driving the price of gas up, and yet they're going to blame it on you. He has no understanding of economics. Remember something. He's never run a business. Again, another one who has never run a business, does not surround himself with solid business people, and thinks he's doing a fantastic job. You know, because he doesn't feel the crunch. Nothing does anything to him. Right? Gas prices at the pump surge due to the increase in oil costs. Right? What does this stem from? Supply and demand. We can't get more oil because they stopped giving out a drilling permits and they shut down a bunch of stuff. They shut down the Keystone Pipeline. His inability to persuade OPEC to ramp up production because he doesn't understand business. They make more money when it's in demand the way it is, but he doesn't care. They don't have to worry about the dollars. It's not a big deal. Now, remember, the spike in oil prices doesn't just affect gas. It affects plastics. They're made from oil. Right? But what about the trucks, the vehicles that are moving this stuff? What about the tires that have to be replaced? Hello? Anybody awake here at the wheel? And then you guys that keep voting in the same people that keep driving these prices up, I have no sympathy for you. None at all. You deserve what you get. Right? Then you have mandates in certain blue states and cities, again, which pushes these companies to raise. Think about something. This is something as stupid as a Burger King or McDonald's, right? Here in California now, the minimum wage for burger workers is $20 an hour. That's what they're pushing it up to. Now, on top of that, you've got an increase in gas, an increase in the food supply, you know, an increase in all these things that they need to produce those hamburgers. And then we, the consumer, obviously complain about, you know, an $18 hamburger at McDonald's or Burger King. So we're not going to go there as often because it's not as family-friendly as it was. It is a nasty, vicious circle that affects everyone, including losing jobs. I mean, L.A. just opened up its first full all-AI restaurant. Average McDonald's has what, 30 workers? 40 workers? Thanks, Joe. It's Bidenomics working. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnyvae heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnyvae heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnyvae heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bae.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bae.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bae.com or just search for Sunnyvae heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunnyvae.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see? Advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, looks like it's going to
happen. We are back. Joe Matea, your host.
Always a pleasure to have you with me.
855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5566. We are talking about Joe Biden's shrinkflation. I'm talking about the hamburgers and what it cost. Really, what it's going to cost. I mean, when you talk about reduction or increase in gas prices, oil prices, put it that way. I mean, you don't realize how many things are made with oil, made with petroleum. And, you know, to the point, somebody in my chat room, which you can find at joemessina.com, you know, just made the comment, you're going to get through a $100 hamburger. That is not so far-fetched. I go now to Burger King. Yeah, here, I'm giving away family secrets, right? I go to Burger King. I'm kind of one of those guys that gets the same thing all the time because I usually go when I'm hungry and I don't want to take any chances. I get a junior Whopper with cheese, or Whopper Junior, whatever some of you guys get wigged out. And I get the 8-piece chicken fries and a bottle of water. And it's $20. It's like $19.50 or something like that, whatever with tax. Almost $20. I'm talking about a Burger King burger, a junior Whopper Burger King burger. Right? Can you imagine what that would be if I supersized it? I don't even know if they have that anymore. Whatever. So it's just, it's, again, to me, those places, look at what we've done. Those places were never, they were supposed to be entry-level jobs, teach you how to work in that kind of environment. They were not supposed to be jobs that you'd support a family on. Okay? And on top of that, it was a way for some people who weren't making a lot of money to feed their families for not a lot of money, making sure they got enough food. I mean, there wasn't a dad or a mom, well, unless they're really sick in the head, but there wasn't a dad or a mom that don't want to see their kids full. They don't want to know that they have enough food in their belly. I know some of you health freaks are going to say, oh, Joe, that stuff is, oh my God, it's crap, it's terrible. I get it. I understand that. But do you understand, you know, some people, it's all they can afford, and there is some nutrition in those foods. Okay? That simple. Okay, now you guys are making me hungry in the chat room. By the way, when I make my meatballs, so one of you in there, I use beef, pork, and lamb. And I don't make them that much anymore because they would be $100 meatballs anyway. All right, Joe Biden is talking about shrinkage. Right? He doesn't know he is, but he is, because he's talking about the smaller size of things. The U.S. has been plagued by an inflation crisis since Biden shut down the economy. Then he put $2 trillion in stimulus money, as you heard earlier. Now we're chasing some of that money back. Right? When the government increases the money supply, the value of the dollar decreases, and more dollars are needed to purchase goods. We have reached a 40-year high in inflation because of all the money. And this is a Democrat thing. They love pumping money into the system. It's their way of getting away from socialism without actually calling it socialism. Now, companies couldn't simply lower their prices as Joe ordered them to because then they face higher prices in raw materials, components, wholesale goods, getting the product to market, getting it to counter. But, again, these guys, these people have never run a business. They don't know what it takes. They have no clue. Simultaneously, the law of supply and demand dictates that when prices rise, demand decreases. Companies know that. They raise their prices too much, there'd be no need for their product, or no want, I should say. They've raised prices somewhat, reduced the size of the product to save money. You know, a lot of people don't realize that. You're going to see smaller hot dog buns, smaller hamburgers. You're going to have to. You have no choice in the matter. You know, if you pay real attention, what you find out is the companies are, they're very good at this. I'm not trying to say they're being sneaky to take you to the cleaners. If a company raises its prices by 9%, okay, and then they cut the size by 10%. Come on, let's be honest about it. You won't know. You don't follow it that closely. Don't you remember years ago when coffee prices were spiking? I don't know if they still do it because I don't pay that much attention. When coffee prices were spiking like crazy, what did they do? You no longer had a pound of coffee, a 16-ounce bag. Now, it looked close. They dumped 2 ounces out of it. They left the bags for a while. They dumped 2 ounces out of it. And the bags were the same size, right? They were just sealed a little differently. Well, think about this. You don't know. You don't pay. I'm sorry. You got other things going through your head. You're not paying attention. And then at one point, they got down to 12 ounces. And they did shrink the bags and the boxes. Kept the price about the same, so nobody really paid attention. Right, you got the thing in your hand. You got a can of coffee, a 1 pound can of coffee, and you're going, oh, that's not bad. You know, $5.99. All right, cool. And then you get the same thing. You get, you know, 14 ounces of coffee or 13. I think it's 13.5. What I used to see for the same price, but you weren't looking at the ounces because you were looking at the can. The can looked like it was the same size. You know, my dad was one of those guys who would look at a bag of chips, and you say, look at this thing. There's 4 inches from the top. They're taking you to the cleaners. What's wrong with you? The first and most noticeable effect with shrinkflation is that the product sizes and the portions, the decrease. and wait till the companies really start scaling back. Like I said, we have one of the, I think it's the first one in the nation. I'm not sure. We have an AI burger joint. It's all cooked. It's all flipped. It's all served. It's all done. Everything is done by AI. I think they have one human in there. And that human is not allowed to interact with anybody, only when machines go sideways. When those robots start to attack him. Right? I mean, look around you guys. Look at self-checkout. All right, so I'm in California. And I'm sure they have this every place. Self-checkout. Some of you guys make fun in the supermarket. You go, nah, I don't work for you guys. I'm not going to self-checkout. Okay, whatever. But a lot of people do use self-checkout. It's faster, right? You don't get as irritated. Sometimes you only have 5 or 6 items. You don't want to wait in line. I do that when I have 2 or 3 items. I can go faster. I don't have to say thank you to anybody. Some of you say, I don't work for the company. I'm not going to do that. All right, well, good for you. But you've been doing it forever, right? Do you say something at the gas station? I'm not buying. I mean, are you actually around a place where you pull up to the pumps and wait for the guy to come out and fill your tank up? I can't imagine that's true. Anyway, fast food restaurants, you know, they feature ordering. You know, you go in there now, and you can order your own food, right? I mean, you realize that this stuff has been happening for years. Anybody know what an ATM machine is? Yeah, one of the reasons they put the ATM machine in place, it wasn't because they were trying to make life easier on you. There's no vacation time. There's no sick days, right? There are less mistakes made by an ATM. I mean, I see it on TV all the time. I've never been to an ATM machine that just starts spitting $20 bills because it has nothing else to do. That simple. And you're getting, you know, now there's mandatory, I mean, some restaurants, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but there's mandatory tipping. Where they give you 3 choices. You don't want to say none. Some of them have custom. Right? And it's set to 20% or more. Think about the airlines, what they've done. I mean, the airlines are pretty sneaky, for those of you who don't fly a lot but want to. They're pretty sneaky, so we got the lowest fares. Yeah, actually they do. If you look, they do. They have this such and such airline has the lowest fares. You get one carry-on bag, go into the seat overhead, right? Everything after that costs you money. And the lowest fare seats are the crappiest seats of the plane. No kidding, right? Middle seats, back of plane. If you want to upgrade, mind you, upgrade, we get closer to the front of the plane and you're on either an aisle seat or a window seat, you're going to spend another $35, $45, $50 for it. And then all of a sudden, once you pay for that upgrade, you are no longer, it is no longer the cheapest seat in the industry. Just sad. Stupid and sad. God. But hey, Bidenomics is working. Everything's wonderful. Everything's perfect. Right now, when you get on, by the way, too, I haven't flown in a while. But when you get on a flight, pay attention. Ask some questions. You know why? There's no movies, no food, no beverages. Nobody wears formal attire. And I don't want them dressed up in a suit, coat, and tie. But, I mean, really, it's gotten very loose on those planes. And the first, you know, the wage hikes and unions, they're resulting in job cuts everywhere. So don't shoot yourself in the foot. Do some homework. Don't get emotionally caught up in your party's hype. Think about what you're doing. All right, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to the Joe Messina Show.